Hey, Billy, why don't we tell them what we're about, man?
So we're here to welcome you to the Madhouse Chronicles. It's a talk show with myself, Billy Morrison.
And me, Ozzy Osbourne.
This man, Prince of Darkness. And we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Come and join Ozzy and myself. Visit osbournemediahouse.com to get special access to...
Come on!
What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
This is All Things Therapy, where we are changing consciousness one conversation at a time. And I'm Lisa Tahir, your host. Hello there. Welcome to All Things Therapy. I'm Lisa, your host. I have a special episode this week because I have a colleague coming on that I fit into the podcast rotation because his book launches this week. It has launched this week, and in just moments, Dr. Friedman is going to be with us. He hosts the Empowerment Solutions podcast. I was a guest on his show, and his book is really wonderful. It helps us to uncover subconscious thought patterns that have contributed to the way that we have felt anxious, disempowered, having low self-esteem, and things that show up in our lives that just make us feel bad instead of really uncovering the truth of who we are and who we want to be in our lives. So Dr. Friedman is coming in the stream in just moments. I want to start with sharing with you a newer product I started using, and I'm a monthly subscriber taking Nadovim. It starts with an N, and it's one of the first supplements that's NAD supplementation in a capsule versus IV use. And you might have heard of NAD. It is used to help with aging. It nourishes every cell of your body. And I've been taking their capsule form about 3 weeks now, and I've noticed that I'm actually less hungry, which I don't even know that that's an intended side effect, but I definitely have more mental clarity. It's really good to nourish the cells of your brain. And as my listener, they give you 10% off a monthly subscription. I am on my own subscription and I'm sharing it with you because I just recommend products that I actually use and take. And in the show note is a link for you to learn more about NAD supplementation and Nadovim, and check that out. Let's move into bringing Dr. Friedman on. I'm going to bring you into the stream. Hello and welcome.
Hello and welcome. Thank you for having me. It's so nice to see you again.
It's so nice to see you and to talk about your new book, The Empowerment Solution, 6 Keys to unlocking your full potential with the subconscious mind.
Well, I am definitely excited because it's pretty much born this week or released this week and has been a long time in the making. You mentioned about the patterns, the self-sabotaging pattern. And these are not just thought patterns, they are also behavioral patterns. You know, the things that really keep us stuck, and at the same time we're using them over and over again because our anxiety, our insecurity, our sense of needing comfort drives those patterns over and over again. And what I'm talking about in the book is how to resolve those patterns. And such a pattern can be making yourself small and invisible so that you don't get judged, or it can be the procrastination pattern. Or it can be the pattern where you're just always putting everything and everyone first, helping, taking care, being always available, no boundaries, and no time for yourself. Patterns that you may be used to, but in the end, they really drain you. And they certainly don't help you to live your fullest potential and your fullest life.
And Dr. Friedman, you know what you're speaking about and have written about because you yourself learned to work with your own subconscious mind. I know you are both a medical doctor, an MD, and a PhD in molecular biology, and you were drawn at some point to incorporate the spiritual self along with mind and body healing. And I'm curious how your personal journey intersects with this book and what you offer to us.
Well, I think if I would have not done my own healing of my self-sabotaging survival patterns and my anxiety, I wouldn't talk to you. And I certainly would have not written the book. Anxiety has been certainly a burden for me for 20 plus years, especially when I was younger, started in my childhood. And it was pretty much everything you imagine anxiety can be: insomnia, obsessive compulsive behavior, over worrying, trying to control everything and anyone. I mean, I was certainly an anxious person, and I lived in a lot of those patterns. But the anxiety was also for me eventually the wake-up call to make a change. You know, yes. Anxiety is not your inner enemy. Your anxiety is simply a feedback mechanism, a messenger that tells you whether you are on the right track, whether you're living your true self, whether you're in balance or not. So it's not that anxiety is our problem. Our problem is that we don't really listen to the anxiety and we want to bat it away or fight with it or ignore it rather than paying attention to it. And that's something I had to do. And when I did it, it certainly changed my life for the best. And that's my mission since over 20 years, to help people to also embrace their anxiety as an opportunity and not as something they just have to live with.
And Dr. Friedman, how did you identify the 6 survival patterns that your book talks about?
Well, I identified it through the thousands of people I've been working with. And you know, we all are individual beings, and I think we all as unique as they come, and we're also not very complicated. In many ways, we repeat the same patterns, survival patterns, over and over again, because this is what our subconscious does. You know, this inner protector part of us that early on in our life says, you need to be safe. You are not that big yet that you can defend yourself. And you're certainly not that smart yet because your brain hasn't fully developed. So let me take over and make you just survive with these 6 patterns. And those 6 patterns in a nutshell are the pattern of being the victim, where you basically always assume that someone's going to hurt you again. So you live always in the past. It's a pattern of the invisible, the one that never really speaks up or shows up because it's safer to not get noticed. It's a pattern of the procrastination, which I think most of us know very well. It's the pattern of the chameleon, the one that's blending in and just this way doesn't get noticed, but still gets enough approval to feel belonging or fitting in. It's a pattern of the helper. And the last of the 6 patterns is a pattern of the lover, or the one that is always looking for that one person that gonna make them whole or make them feel that there is a sense or meaning in life. And we certainly have at least seen in our environment, if not ourselves, that pattern can also be really draining and debilitating.
Dr. Friedman, I can relate to all of these patterns and all of these kind of, mindsets and experiences. Can you talk more about the procrastinator? Because I hear a lot of people wondering what that pattern's really about for them and what's happening underneath the surface.
I mean, the procrastinator basically keeps you safe, that pattern, by avoiding discomfort in the first place. But ultimately, it's about failure. I don't want to do something that can hurt me or can prove that I'm not good enough or fail in a bigger picture. The procrastinator pattern is exactly like all the other patterns about short-term security, short-term comfort. The procrastinator pattern is not thinking about the long-term effects of not paying the bills or doing your taxes or something like this. It just says, let's just be comfortable now. tomorrow is another day. But what it does to us is that it
You cut out for a moment.
Basically, we constantly lie to ourselves. We constantly tell ourselves, yes, I'm going to do it tomorrow. Absolutely, I'm going to take care of this. And then we don't. And what I describe in the book is the science of lying and how lying is something that really shakes our brain up and can make us ultimately not really know any longer what's right and wrong. So if people lie to us, very quickly we say, well, sorry, you're not anyone I want to be close to. But if we lie to ourselves, we are damaging our confidence to a degree that sometimes it's really, really hard to recover. So procrastination is not just a little habit. It can actually be that big obstacle in their way that prevents you from having a better relationship with yourself.
And Dr. Friedman, I know for myself that these patterns, a lot of them are actually approved of, and we receive some positive strokes growing up. Like I can look back to helping my mom, being really helpful, cleaning and doing things. I saw my parents stressed or perceived stress, and to think, how can I alleviate this? Not necessarily so consciously, but just like, you know, to help clean, especially, and then receive, oh my gosh, good job. And thank you for that. And at some point it was expected of me. And all of a sudden I remember feeling trapped. Like, I don't want to do all this all the time, but if I wouldn't or say something, then it was like anger and like, what, you don't want to help, blah, blah, you know, et cetera. And I think a lot of us potentially grew up receiving some positive strokes and feedback for these positions that actually kept us from growing. Can you speak to that some more?
You know, you're absolutely right. I think especially the helper pattern is such a you know, accepted and sometimes also desired way of being in an environment that seems to be chaotic or overwhelming, or maybe you grew up with several siblings. So to get attention, the positive attention, you become a good girl or a good little boy. That was certainly also my father. And my sister took more on the role of the rebel, and I took more on the role of the little golden boy who just has to be the peacemaker, bring everyone together. That is where my name Friedemann comes from, which literally means man of peace. That role was given to me from birth. And there's a whole story around that. But, you know, the problem is not that, you know, when you are in this helper pattern that you are necessarily a bad person. It can actually feel quite nice to be the helper. The problem is that you're giving most attention, most of your intention, most of your energy, most of your time to others, and there is very little left for yourself. And at some point, you're so dependent on this positive feedback that you are not really having any sense of self-worth on your own. You're literally always waiting for a little pat on the back, a little bit of approval. But as I saw it for myself, when you give and overgive and overplease, people just assume that this is who you are. And they take you for granted. And then you don't get the approval that you want. And then, as it happened with me, you get frustrated.
Yes.
And you feel like more and more resentful. And then you become a bitter helper. And in the end, you don't really feel like that you have anything any longer to hold on to, because you don't really care about yourself that much. And you certainly don't feel that others care that much about you. That's how helpers can become also pretty anxious and depressed. And that's what we want to avoid.
Avoid and feeling isolated as well, I think.
Exactly. Absolutely. And you know, there are these traps, what I talk about in the book, these excuses that helpers often make. You know, giving is better than receiving. When people need something, you have the obligation to show up for them. And, you know, all those things that we do that prevent us from having boundaries, I dismantle all of those and I show you four specific ways to have unbreakable boundaries. And these are not just external boundaries like saying no, they are internal boundaries that are equally important. How do you deal with yourself when you have this impulse to run to the rescue, because that's who you are supposed to be.
Right.
How do you deal with that pattern? How do we have a boundary with yourself? And that's I think, equally important to having a boundary with others.
And Dr. Friedemann, you led me right exactly to what I wanted to ask you after I share a couple of products, to come back to how we can break free from these survival patterns, discover our authentic truth, and what these unbreakable boundaries are. Is that cool to come back to in just a few moments?
Super.
Awesome. Awesome. So y'all, if you've been listening and watching for a while, you know that I love Magic Mind and drink it alongside my morning coffee or in a smoothie. Why do I do this? It is because Magic Mind is a small 2-ounce shot that has some wonderful ingredients in it, like lion's mane mushrooms, ashwagandha, vitamin C, echinacea, cordyceps mushrooms. What else? Matcha, ceremonial grade matcha, and a compound that I think is just so interesting. And matcha is L-theanine. And this compound extends the positive attributes of caffeine. So I feel satisfied after one cup of coffee versus two or three that it used to be every day, with sustained focus and energy. And y'all have been loving Magic Mind. Friends have been ordering it. They offer you a 56% discount through me, through my podcast. The link is in the show notes. If you want to do a monthly subscription like I have, or a one-time order at 20% off to try them out. And if you want to jot it down right now, go to magicmind.co/LisaT, my name, and the code is Lisa T, to get either 56% off or 20% off a single order. And thank you, Magic Mind, for being awesome and consistent. And a new thing, they changed their formula. So instead of honey sweetening it, it's agave. So it's totally vegan, less calories, 5 calories now instead of 15, and a little different taste. It's more lemony and herbaceous, which I have started to truly love and enjoy. If you listen to my show, you know that I meditate daily, and I have a new sponsor, the Women's Meditation Network. A woman named Katie is the host. When you go to womensmeditationnetwork.com, click on podcast. There's 11 different podcasts corresponding to 11 different meditations. They're all free. The one that I listen to in the morning is called the Morning Meditation. And I recommend you check out the Morning Meditation because it centers upon abundance, financial prosperity, and really centering in our heart space around our lives are created from within, our beliefs. Dr. Friedemann's talking about this today in his book. And it's truly a central, just centering thought that our life unfolds around these core centering beliefs. And the Women's Meditation Network is all about helping us tune more into that vibration of harmonizing with wealth and prosperity in the morning meditation. Check them out. The link is below and they're actually free. So if you're looking for a nice 5 to 10 minute guided meditation, womensmeditationnetwork.com is where it's at. Dr. Friedemann, I'm going to bring you back in. Hello.
Well, I'm going to get all these products that you just said.
I will be happy to send you links. Thank you for that. They're really wonderful. You know, I'm really about the mind, body, spiritual connection as you are. And I would love for you to share with us how we can break free from our survival patterns and these roles that we've played in our lives.
Well, I offer in the book the 6 keys to unlocking your potential and turning those survival patterns into patterns that are much more about thriving and connecting to your authentic self. And, you know, in a nutshell, these keys are self-responsibility, self-compassion, self-reliance, self-awareness, self-commitment, and self-love. I mean, how many people actually want to learn to love themselves? And there's really, I don't know anyone has written a recipe on how to do that, but I do my best to show you steps on how to love yourself again, because I do believe all of those keys are keys that we are born with, but somehow we don't use them. Somehow we are told that we are rather powerless, mm-hmm. that we have to function, that we have to fit in, that we have to be like all the others. And we haven't really been told that we have our birthright to be our own authority and to be our own leaders. And I think there is no better time than now to reclaim that birthright and to really live up for it.
Dr. Friedman, so well said. And I have started to claim my birthright to wealth, to health, to prosperity, to love, declaring it out loud even as part of my meditation, because I wasn't taught that it's okay to have these things. I was taught, like I think a lot of people, around struggle and earning our place and position versus claiming who we are, who we want to be, and then allowing everything else to fall around that emotional experience of true perfection and value and worth. Can you say more about that and how it ties into our authentic truth?
I mean, the first thing I think is that we have to connect to our authentic truth. You know, we are more identified often by the patterns that we have chosen. Like I said, you know, me, the peacemaker, you, the helper, others, maybe the ones that just, you know, feel like, well, I'm just a romantic and that's my passion in life. But these are all patterns that are only small aspects of who we are. And going back to the authentic essence of who we are, there is a process that leads you literally back to a consciousness that is your true self. And when you're connected to that true self, you can also align then with, what are you here for? You know, maybe you don't even know yet that there are gifts inside of you that you have had since your childhood and that you're here to share, but somehow you forgot about them. Maybe you realize what's really important to you is to be free, but you have been so focused on making it safe for yourself that you put yourself into your own prison. So realizing that truth and realigning with it gives you a lot of answers. And while we all want everything, when we really know what is right for us, what's really important to us, what are the priorities for us, we will automatically be able to get those things much more easily, rather than going, you know, in this slalom fashion and feeling like, well, I should have this and this and this and this, but mm-hmm. nothing really feels fulfilling. We know right. how that feels when we go into consumerism, you know, how we want everything and then we are still feeling empty. Plus, our bank account is empty at the end. It's really so fulfilling to connect to your truth again and realize that's what I signed up for. That's why I'm here. That's what I'm supposed to live, so that when I leave, I feel without regrets completely fulfilled.
You're speaking about meaning and purpose and the importance of those two things to feel deeply satisfied in our lives.
Absolutely. And I think it is not just, or it is not necessarily, that meaning and purpose come through a career. That's often, you know, where people say, well, you know, mm-hmm. I'm stuck in this job, I have to pay the bills. And you may find meaning and purpose by teaching young people something, or connecting to animals, or being the one who starts an initiative for a little, you know, garden in your community, or It's not anything that has to be necessarily paid back with dollars. It's really something where you just know, this is where my passion is. I can totally have a day job, but I know my passion is. I have a client who does genealogy, difficult word, and she just found the passion in that. That's like, you know, her hobby. That's how she helps other people. And she really finds so much meaning in digging out the roots for others. And it's not her job, but she loves to help this way. And so there are these gifts that we're here to share. But, you know, how many of us do really feel that we are on that track to sharing those gifts? How many have been wondering, what is really my reason to be here? And I think we can find that out. The answers are within. We just have to turn within and not necessarily get so distracted by the outside noise.
Yes, Dr. Friedman. Can you also share about unbreakable boundaries?
Well, yes. I mean, there are several unbreakable boundaries. I mean, you know, the external boundary, the first one is actually to be aware when your boundary is broken, which is so interesting when I tell this people, because they actually don't necessarily know when boundaries are broken. You know, when people are pleasers, for example, and, you know, they get a Friday evening call, hey, can you help on Saturday? We have a move and, you know, one person got sick, so we need to... You automatically say yes, and you don't really realize that the assumption that you're available, and then maybe you hesitate, and then there gets a little pushback, and, well, but really we need you, that is already in boundary disregarded. And mm-hmm. and being aware how often that happens is a very important step, because then you know that there is something missing that you need to reinforce. And boundaries is, you know, the external boundary of, there's a whole list on how to say no in ways that people actually hear you. Because no is a full sentence, as my wife used to say, but yeah. There are also other things that, you know, may be more palatable or more that people understand how to express a boundary without breaking a relationship, which is a lot of a concern for people. And then there are the internal boundaries, that boundary, as I just mentioned before, where you have this knee-jerk reflex to help, to jump in, to say yes, and then you have to really comfort yourself and realize, no, it's totally okay to disappoint someone, because your time and your energy is now more needed for yourself. It is more empowering for you if you are right now taking care of yourself than taking care of others. People having pain is actually at times really the best thing that can happen to them, because only through that pain they are motivated to do the work they need to do to heal and grow. If you always jump in and take the pain away from them, you will also take away their opportunity to grow. So boundaries like that, and then there's an energetic boundary, which I think is really extremely powerful. It's a boundary of compassion. Just knowing, no matter how much disappointment or aggression or whatever it is that you get when you say no, that you can have compassion for those that are shooting their little arrows of discontentment at you, and just know it's their pain, it's their sense of helplessness, it's their sense of their ego believing that they deserve always to have what they want and they cannot deal with a no, but it's an opportunity for them and you don't have to take it in. You can have compassion for it, but you can know it says more about their journey than it says anything about you.
That is so helpful, Dr. Friedman. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So where can people find your book, The Empowerment Solution, 6 Keys to Unlocking Your Full Potential with the Subconscious Mind?
Well, go to, of course, anywhere you can get it. But right now we have a special on Amazon.com where the ebook is half price for the week of the launch, which starts on the 20th of March. And since I think you're going to on Thursday air this, so that means you have an opportunity still to get it 50% off. I actually also offer for people on my website, drfriedman.com/new-book. There is a launch page, and there, when you are purchasing the book on Amazon.com, you get all these amazing gifts, and you are also a sponsor of that page. So there are 17 of us that have been come together, and gifts of gratitudes are waiting for you when you purchase the book in this week.
I am going to have both of those links at the bottom of this show. And the biggest congratulations to you releasing this book. I know it's not your first one. I know you have written, you're an author, a teacher, a speaker. And both of our books are published by Inner Traditions. So a shout out to Inner Traditions publisher.
Yeah, they are really good. Excellent, excellent support. And just really kind people. Love
they
them.
Are. Dr. Friedman, last words for this episode to share with our listeners?
Well, I hope that the Empowerment Solution will remind you that no matter how down you felt, no matter how stuck you felt, no matter how you just told yourself, I just have to make it to another day, that your real potential inside of you, your authentic self, is always bigger than any of these obstacles that you're facing. And just remembering who you are and being curious to find out more about yourself, that gets you on this journey of thriving again.
Thank you for your wisdom and your time.
Thank you for having me.
You are so welcome. Yeah. Biggest blessings. And I intend the success of this book.
Thank you. You certainly do your part for it.
Thank you. And so nice to see you again, all the way from France.
Yes. So nice to see you.
Thank you, Dr. Friedman.
Goodbye.
Bye. That concludes today's episode with Dr. Friedman. The link to order his book on Amazon and through his website with the extra bonuses that you get will be in the show note. As always, all of my love, and I'll be with you next week. Bye-bye for now.
And that's a wrap. Thank you. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review All Things Therapy on the platform you're listening from. And let's connect on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube at NOLA Therapy, the abbreviation for New Orleans, Los Angeles Therapy, reflecting my two favorite cities. And let's keep changing consciousness, one.